You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class program for this Midweek Wednesday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. And a big thanks to everybody at DuPaco. All their locations around Eastern Iowa as well as the Metro and the Corridor. Check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DuPaco.com. Also more available on DuPaco by going to our website at KGYMradio.com. Listening in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. It's the Gym Class. I'm Scott Unash, Mark Dukes across the way, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you are a listener out there. Love to hear from you today at 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the horn and give us a call, again, that is 319-366-1600. Chris Liss will join us from Real Man Sports and rotowire.com. And when your fantasy football questions for week number 2, up with Chris here in just a little bit. Get those ready to go on the text line at 319-366-1600. We'll talk with Chris. We'll take a look at we're gonna take a little baseball journey today because a couple big milestones are coming up, and we will talk about that in the latest as we get into the middle of the month of September. A little bit, of course, about football because it is football season, and we must discuss that. So that'll be coming up among the topics. And it is a Wednesday. It is a Bowling Night in America Wednesday, and we'll get you a preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids in just a little bit. Again, 319-366-1600. We come your way from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today. As Mark joins me. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And yeah, unlike Judge and Pujols, we were not chasing milestones at Bowling Night in America.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Now you never know. You never know.
You go 30-0 tonight, that'd be a milestone.
That would be a milestone. A 300 would be a milestone. You know, things like that. Having a 300 thrown against us would be a milestone, which could happen. Could happen tonight. Yeah, we'll get to bowling coming up in just a little bit. It's been, let's see, nothing today on the cameo front. That's good news, right?
Well, there was some news last night. Fran McCaffrey issued a statement about that video that he did and Bob Stoops did, and everybody thought it was about Brian Ferentz. Turns out that was not the case. Was Fran McCaffrey duped? That's for you to judge. But Fran McCaffrey said he accepts these assignments at, what, $60 a pop?
With proceeds, all the proceeds going to the to cancer research,
right?
The
Coaches
Children's
versus
Hospital.
Cancer, yeah, and that's why he takes them on. And he meant nothing disparaging toward the Iowa football program, Kirk or Brian. That was his statement, essentially.
And I would take him at face value. Listen, this thing has been already made to. I made my feelings known. I think it's absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous. This whole thing got started. Did it bring any? I hope the perpetrators who thought, oh, this is going to be a great idea. You know, nothing has come good of this, by the way. A offense that is already being laughed at around the country is now still being laughed at. And you've got a basketball coach that is now a part of this whole equation, as well as a famous alumnus and former coach. So, yeah, great job. Woo! One for you. 319-366-1600. That's just me, though. I'm old. Right?
So some say.
And getting older as we speak. Getting older as we speak. Mainly because Colorado is beating Dylan Cease and the White Sox right now. Cease out of the game, though. More on that at the bottom of the hour with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. A little bit of football, though. As Spencer talked about in the back half of his program, and it was discussed during ESPN and SportsCenter at the top of the hour, and not just because it is my favorite football team, but there is a pretty darn big NFL football game tomorrow night as the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Los Angeles Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium. I would imagine two of the three heavy favorites, certainly the two behind the heavy favorite, the Buffalo Bills, squaring off for the first time. Each team will not be at full strength. Harrison Butker is going to be out for the Chiefs. That has already been said. Sounds like former Jet, Matt Amendola is going to be in to kick for Kansas City. That according to several reports. Keenan Allen is going to be out for the Los Angeles Chargers, which as I told you, Mark, is good news for the Chiefs because Keenan Allen routinely kills the Kansas City Chiefs each and every time they square off. So no Keenan Allen is not going to make me unhappy right there, but you lose your kicker if you're the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a wonderful game. And like I said yesterday, it's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit kicking off a brand new era as far as things are concerned with broadcasting. That's a big thing tomorrow night to look for. 50th anniversary of Arrowhead Stadium. They went to the retro look of 1972 on the playing surface. They brought George Toma in to oversee putting the touches on Arrowhead Stadium's turf, which is much better than the one in Arizona and in Chicago. Let's just put it that way. Andy Reid, not a fan of the Arizona turf today, by the way.
No, blaming some injuries on that turf, actually, yeah.
Yeah, McDuffie also out for the Chiefs and on IR because of a slip on that turf as well, but at any rate, I think it's going to be a fun game tomorrow night. Fun game.
Impactful divisional game, and yeah, I think it's going to be a terrific game. I've yet to get a hold of your wife, Christy, to see about this Amazon TV stuff.
You'll find it. You'll find it.
I'll find it.
There you go. That'll be. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. We already got all kinds of text coming in for Chris Liss. And if you have a question for Chris, want to get it in early, go ahead and get it in at 319-366-1600. And yeah, we'll get to those questions for Chris coming up in just a little bit. And a couple of texts, not very happy with the Iowa defense right now. I'm kind of not sure how you can get on the Iowa defense this year. Now, they're saying that the Iowa defense did not look good against Penn State until the QB went down. Purdue moved the ball. Wisconsin moved the ball. Michigan embarrassed Iowa. Will again. Maybe I'm missing something. All good teams, mind you, last year. But so far this year, the defense has been the calling card of this team. Am I wrong, Mark?
No, and I think people are maybe rightfully so focusing on that 99-yard drive that Iowa State had. Most unpredictable thing in my mind in that game, but it did happen. And, you know, I'd have to dissect those games last year that the texter was referring to. But, you know, in a couple 10-win seasons in the last two out of the last 3 years, defense has been a big part of it, whether it be picking off passes, causing fumbles, scoring safeties, whatever it may be. It's been the better part of this program.
Purdue has always given Iowa problems. Michigan, yes, that was Michigan played very, very well at Indianapolis. No doubt about that. I'm not giving Penn State, though, because Sean Clifford was, even when he was in there, was running for his life in that game, and that was a terrific performance by Taylor and the Iowa special teams to get Penn State in bad field position throughout the evening, or throughout the day, I should say, and to put them in situations for all kinds of false start penalties.
We're going to have a better idea about Penn State this week, I think, as it goes to Auburn. It is a slight favorite. One of the games we're going to pick on the Emo's Hideaway Pick 6 on Friday. That'll be a good barometer to judge Penn State, I think.
Yeah, and our Pick 6 each week brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. You get a chance to win a $30 gift certificate to Emo's Hideaway at First Avenue, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. We'll have that coming up for you this Friday, as Dave will attempt to win his first game of the year, and I will attempt to get out of that 0-6 stinker that I put up last week. You are the weekly champion, Mark.
I am. I went 4-2, and happy to bring a listener a gift card, David, in North Liberty. Again, didn't pick me. I was the last one available. But David, nonetheless, pretty happy about that.
The comments against the defense are not playing well on the text line. Even Cyclone fan Cyclone Tim chiming in: if you are mad at the Iowa defense, you have anger issues and need therapy. I'll leave that for what it is. Between the block kicks and safeties, the Hawkeyes would be shut out if it wasn't for this year's defense, says Andy. And 85-32, imagine what this defense could do if the offense would get a first down or two and give them an extended break occasionally. That has been a big part of things so far. That 99-yard drive, yes. Xavier Hutchinson did some wonderful things on third down. However, Iowa was a very, very tired defense on that particular drive and got even more and more and more tired as Iowa State took it downfield. And kudos to the Cyclones for doing that.
I've often wondered, in a 12-minute drive, Scott,
yep,
why would the defense be tired and the offense not? If that's the case.
Well, Iowa State wasn't throwing a lot of things downfield, if you recall. They were mixing it up very nicely. But I get your gist.
It's an old argument.
Yeah, you know? I get your gist. Well, Iowa defense was out there a whole lot, though.
Are you expending more energy on defense?
Could be. Very much so. 319-366-1600 here at 318. So that's a little football. Did want to talk a little baseball with you, Mark.
Sure.
And we are going to talk to Chris Liss coming up here in just a little bit. Keep those questions coming at 319-366-1600. We'll get you the scoreboard for today coming up on the Emo's Hideaway scoreboard update. But you got two big milestones that are in the offing as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. You have Aaron Judge, who is coming up on 60 home runs, is coming up on the American League record for a single season as far as home runs are concerned. You've got, of course, Albert Pujols, who is coming up on 700 home runs for his Hall of Fame career. And you had a very good query to me earlier today.
Yeah, which milestone will be reached first, if at all, this season? Each team, the Yankees and the Cardinals, have 20 games remaining going into today's action. Judge needs 4 to equal Maris.
Done.
Yeah. Hit 2 last night. Pujols needs 3 in 20 games to become, what, the 4th man in history to hit 700 home runs? Bonds.
Aaron.
Babe Ruth. Yeah.
Correct.
Which one's more significant in your mind?
Significant.
If they each reach their milestone, 700 home runs or 61-plus home runs in a season?
That is a great question. Your response is welcome. 319-366-1600 here at 320. They both would be very significant because the 700 home run club is, I mean, that's the penthouse right there. as far as MLB is concerned.
So is the 61 home run.
Exactly. Club. Exactly. Yeah. You set an all-time American League home run record, like I think Aaron Judge is going to do. Then, I mean, the significance of that is tremendous. And, boy, it's hard to pick one over the other, though, isn't it?
I think career.
See,
I
was leaning the other way. I was leaning toward the American League single season record. But that's just me.
Man, Fairfax says 700 is more significant. Longevity is more rare than one big league season.
Same word that 6015 used, longevity. And I take my hat off to them for the responses. For the responses. And especially the way that Pujols is accomplishing this feat as well, because, I mean, basically has his career left for dead after being with the Angels and coming to St. Louis, not only playing above the expectations that Cardinal staff, on-field folks, and fans thought that Albert would, not only doing that, but also helping the Cardinals to potentially winning a division championship and getting into the postseason.
Right.
Box checked 1, 2, 3 right there as far as that is concerned. You can't overlook the one-year American League home run record, though. But I think I'm in the minority on this one, Mark, according to our listeners. which is fine.
Ruth hit 60, didn't he? Yeah.
I'd have to double check. Of course, Maris, we all know the background from the movie and all of what he went through trying to chase down the great Babe Ruth and pass him as far as the home run title is concerned. It took a toll on him. Mentally, as far as his career and his life is concerned. So, both are very significant. Let's just put it that way. Both very, very significant. But I can see the longevity. I can see the longevity, Mark. And the others, Matt and Fairfax, 6015, et cetera, et cetera. 319-366-1600. We'll get to an Evil Sideaway scoreboard update. We'll get to Chris List coming up here in just a little bit as some more texts come in as far as questions for Chris. And if you have one, go ahead and get it to us at 319-366-1600.
This is the second season that Judge has hit more than 50 home runs. He did so in 2017. He hit 52. Missed some games each of the next few years. Last year, he had a meager 39. But now he's at 57, 123 RBI.
9049 says you are on today, Mark.
Oh.
Significance of home run totals, tiring of defense. You are on, man.
Nice to know.
There you go. Thank you, 9049. Oh, dear, Joe Kelly's in. all right. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts about baseball.
I will say this. I hope it doesn't, if each reaches his milestone, I hope it doesn't happen the same day.
Give each man their due.
Yeah. We don't have any control over that, per se, but.
No.
If each happens, I hope it's on a different day.
It would be apropos if it happened within the hour of one another. Judge is going to get it. Do you see any way besides an injury that Judge does not get it? I mean, just he had two last night, just the way he's swinging the bat.
Pitchers aren't going to pitch around him, are they? They're going to still, I got to believe, still try to get him out.
True.
Very I don't true. Think they're going to pipe fastballs, so to speak.
No. Would not think that would be the case. Yankees are in a dogfight in the American League East with Toronto and Tampa, as the Yankees with a 6-game lead over the Jays, 6.5 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Right now, as far as the American League is concerned with the wild card, it is Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Seattle. Baltimore is 5 out right now. The White Sox are 6.5 out. Twins are 8.5 out at this present time, as far as the wild card is concerned. Central, Cleveland's starting to put a little bit of sunlight between themselves and our two teams here, Mark. Are you a little nervous? Are you as nervous as I am?
I've been nervous the last week since Cleveland swept the Twins in Minneapolis. Those two teams get together this weekend in Cleveland for a 5-game set. Yeah. There's a doubleheader in there, and that will either spell the end of the Twins season or not.
If the White Sox do not come back behind the amazing Joe Kelly, they will be 4 games out, depending on what Cleveland does in their ballgame.
I've never heard amazing and Joe Kelly used in the same sentence.
Well, when he was a Dodger, yes, he could do that, but not so much anymore. National League, what has happened to the New York Mets? Have we? Should we check in Tennessee with our favorite Met fan? Because right now they are doing an Oppo 1969, and the Braves are only 1.5 game behind the New York Mets, who ironically are losing all these games to the Cubs right now.
Yeah, Cubs beat DeGrom last night, and if it's not a free fall, it's the beginning of one for the Mets.
Still 89-54, but that National League Eastern title that everybody thought was in their back pocket is not so much anymore. Cardinals still with a healthy lead, 7 games over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Dodgers, of course, have clinched the West. Dodgers will stroll into the playoffs at 98-43 right now. 98-43, Mark. And without Joe Kelly, by the way.
It's pretty fair, huh?
That's not bad. That's not bad. National League right now, your 3 wild card teams are Atlanta, Philadelphia, and San Diego. Milwaukee is only 2 behind the Padres right now. It's basically a 4-team, 4-3 spot race because the Giants are 10 out and they are 6 under 500 right now. Cannot imagine the Giants somehow climbing back into things, but you never know, I guess, as far as things are concerned in sports. 329 here on Gym Class on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Keep those questions coming as far as Chris Liss. We'll talk with him coming up here in just a little bit. But each day, about this time, we throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries made fresh daily. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Patio available as well. They're open at 4 o'clock. Find out much, much more by going to their website, emilshideaway.com. What's on the scoreboard today?
Well, the MLB scoreboard, there's 3 finals in the books. Those dang Cleveland Guardians beat the Angels 5-3.
Oh, they've already won. Well, super.
Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati 10-4, and Houston trimmed Detroit 2-1. In progress, if it's different, you can see the TV screen. I can't. 7th inning, Colorado defeating the White Sox. 1-1, Atlanta and San Francisco in the 3rd inning. Seattle leading San Diego 3-0 in the 2nd. They've announced pairings for an 8-game rivalry Saturday girls basketball extravaganza, November 26th at Kirkwood. Feature game, a rematch of the 4A state championship game between Xavier and Sioux City Eland. See Jeff Linder's work for more games. Cedar Rapids Colonels, despite a terrific pitching performance by David Festa, gave up 2 runs in the 8th inning and lost to South Bend 2-1 in the opening game of the West Division Series. That continues tomorrow in Cedar Rapids, 6:35 first pitch. And if necessary, Friday, same site and time. Finally, the Packers got good news today. Alan Lazard, the former Iowa State star, returned to practice. He missed the opener against the Vikings. The Packers already a 10-12 point favorite to beat the Bears Sunday night.
In Green Bay, correct?
In Green Bay.
It's a lot of points, man. Isn't it?
Tease it up to 13.
Ooh.
Maybe it's at 13 now. I don't know. I saw it at 10.
It's a lot of points, but you take a look at what the Packers have done in week two.
Packers are 8-0 in their last eight home openers.
Correct.
They own the Bears.
I've heard that.
They own the Bears.
I've heard that.
Unless Aaron Rodgers goes down, and then the Bears have a bit of a chance. But
I really thought the Bears, yes, it was a monsoon, but I thought they looked decent. I thought they looked better.
They were opportunistic in the second half. Justin Fields found a couple open receivers and broken coverage, and it rained on both sides of the field.
True.
So, you know, with looking at the schedule ahead of things, facing a home game against the 49ers and then having to go to Green Bay, I mean, the Bears are 1-1 after Sunday. I'm okay.
Yeah, you take that. No doubt. 319-366-1600. Going to get a quick break. Ben's going to get Chris Liss on the line, and all kinds of questions already lined up for Chris Liss. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Mark, I just watched Joe Kelly strike out the side. I may fall over before Chris joins us coming up after the break. We will see. Get your questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. Fantasy football questions. If you have a fantasy baseball question, you can throw that in there as well. We'll get a look at weather and a break and come back with Chris after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and haze in the sky. Temperatures are going to be climbing toward 80 degrees this afternoon, and it's going to be feeling pretty toasty, though humidity will be relatively low. As we head into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies. Temperatures will be dropping down into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll have some more clouds starting to build on in, but still plenty of sunshine. Temperatures in the low 80s, low to mid 80s on Friday with a few more clouds. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit Company in Marion.
Mike's busy helping folks with the all-new arrivals for fall, like Hoka, Brooks, and New Balance athletic shoes, including long-awaited sizes and widths in popular styles. New outdoor boots and shoes are in store from Oboes, Keene, and Merrill, some fully waterproof. Smart wool socks are beginning to arrive for the season. Pick up a few pair, and be sure you check out the clearance rack when you stop in, too.
Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road in Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own shoe store.
Monday Night Football from Mexico City. The Chargers take on the Chiefs Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM.
CRST is looking for diesel truck mechanics in Cedar Rapids. Come help maintain their fleet of tractors and trailers. All skill levels are encouraged to apply. Even if you're not sure you meet the requirements, apply and try. CRST offers competitive starting wages and a comprehensive benefits package, plus 4-day work weeks, a boot allowance, uniform laundry services, and the latest shop tools and equipment. Apply to be a diesel truck mechanic now at CRST.com/jobs or contact McCall Atwater at 319-440-1034.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Do not be confused. Somehow that slipped through the cracks, an old promotional announcement right there. The Chiefs and the Chargers are A, not playing Monday night, and B, not playing in Mexico. They're playing in Kansas City.
Thank you for that update.
You're welcome. 319-366-1600 as Chris Liss going to join us coming up here in just a moment. As your fantasy football questions, welcome for Chris. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line. You like to pick up the phone and just give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us here. How was week number one for you?
It was great until Tuesday morning. I have Saquon in every league. It's amazing. I'm a Giants fan, obviously. That was a great win. Everything was going well. And then I had the Broncos and Survivor. And I don't watch the late games here because it's too late. So the next morning I watched the edited version, the 40-minute version. And what I watched was that fourth and five, there was like a minute 10 left. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's get this first down. And it cuts the next play because it just cuts in the edited version. And they're lining up for an all-time record field goal for God knows what reason and misses it. So that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was questionable. So, hey, I'm out.
That was my whole Survivor season down the tubes on that. I was like, what? Wait, what? And that's it. It's over. Nothing I could do.
Well, kick got you and a kick got me as the Bengals had a extra point blocked by Minka Fitzpatrick to sink me.
That's bad, too. Also bad.
And I lost by 1 point. Yeah. All right. Questions for Chris at 319-366-1600. Let's go with 48-15. They need a best two to start between this group, Waddle, Cook, Robinson, or Samuels?
Okay. I would say Cook, Dalvin Cook for sure. Or is it Cooks, plural?
It says Cook, just one, singular.
Okay, well, if it's Dalvin Cook, then he's starting. And then I guess I would go Waddle over the other guys, even though I think Allen Robinson has a lot of upside. But give me Waddle, and then get a tough matchup.
87-53 is in a non-PPR, Chris. Needs to start one, Jarvis Landry, Lazard, or Curtis Samuel.
I would probably go, Landry, but maybe Samuel. You know, I'll say Samuel. I'll say Samuel on a hunch.
Okay.
You get a lot of targets.
0909 after 1 week. Should I be concerned about Matt Stafford?
No, I don't think so. He looked pretty bad. And actually, the thing, it wasn't really him. It was the offensive line was bad. But the Bills have a good pass rush, and they were behind. And I wouldn't be too concerned after 1 week, no.
1017 Pittsburgh or Denver defense? Is Pittsburgh a season-long play, or since Watt is hurt, dump them?
Yeah, if Watt's hurt, I think that it's going to really hurt them. So I would do Denver for sure.
All right, hop on there with Denver. Let's go to 6275 for the next question here. As Chris joins us at 3:39, standard scoring league, need one of the three, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, or Amari Cooper?
I'm going to cross off Cooper because of Brissett. So it's McLaurin or Moore. I'm going to go Moore. I know we had a quiet game last week, but the Giants will give up some plays, so go Moore.
I must play Amari Cooper again this week with Keenan Allen out now. So I'm hoping for better things from Brissett.
Madden, well, Fairfax has a
keen... against the Jets, though, like they're going to be running a lot.
And Madden, Fairfax has a Keenan Allen question. With him being out, Renfro or Deontay Johnson?
I'd still go Deontay because I think he's going to get more targets than Renfrow.
Okay. Chris, joining us here at 340. Questions at 319-366-1600. His appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. PPR League, Michael Carter, who got a ton of play in week one, or Kareem Hunt?
I go Kareem Hunt just because he's facing the softer defense of the two.
Were you surprised Carter played that much more than Breece Hall did?
Well, Breece Hall got like 10 targets, which is kind of crazy. Not really. I mean, a lot of times, like, you know, Breece Hall is like a phenom. You know, he's built like Jonathan Taylor. But a lot of times the rookie, they kind of ease him in the first few games. So I think Hall will probably get more work as the season goes on. But no, not for week one. I wasn't that surprised.
85-93, is Cam Akers going to do anything?
Maybe not. I don't think you can drop him yet, but unless you're in a really shallow league. But, I mean, you can't start him this week. He barely played. He made some errors. Seems like he's in the doghouse. And can he even stay healthy? I mean, we don't really know that he can hold up under the rigors of an NFL workload. So, you've drafted Akers in the fourth round or whatever. You got to be a little bit panicky now.
Could be. 93.07 as we talk fantasy football with Chris here. Need one in a full PPR league, Etienne, James Robinson, or Miles Sanders?
I would go probably, and I have so much Etienne, and it was really, it was not a good game. I think I will go Sanders, but they split up carries too. I think this will be a high-scoring game against the Vikings.
22-35 is in a two-quarterback league. Question is, Mills or Mayfield?
I would go Mayfield against the Giants.
No confidence in your 1-0 Giants.
Well, no, I feel that since Dable went for two to win it, I have confidence, but the defense was kind of shaky, and you know I think they could still throw the ball against them. We're not a juggernaut yet, Scott. Pretty soon though.
Working on it. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Hey, I was. You know what? I thought it was gutsy. They went for two. I thought about you. I was wondering, is Chris happy with this or Chris not happy with this?
Totally happy.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, you always want to err on the side of doing something bold when it's close. You know, trust your team. You know, the opposite of what Nathaniel Hackett did with Russell Wilson. You just got to be like, you know, look, we trust you guys. You're going to get it done. And they did. And it was great. Plus, I'm a Saquon. You know, I got Saquon everywhere. So that was amazing. He scored it.
Great start.
10-17 asking, dump Elijah Mitchell and pick up Michael Carter?
No. Too much talent. Elijah Mitchell's too good.
Okay, he'll be back.
I thought you meant Elijah Moore. Definitely dump Elijah Mitchell. Sorry. I was thinking Elijah Moore on the Jets. No. Definitely dump Elijah Mitchell. He's out multiple weeks. Don't worry. Just pick up whoever. Michael Carter is fine.
Matt, the Michigan fan, does Kenneth Walker have much promise in Seattle? PPR league got him with late round pick to maybe get lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could. I mean, Penny looked good in that game, but you know, Penny isn't going to carry a monster workload, and he's always gotten hurt. So, yeah, I would definitely hang on to him.
Is Geno Smith going to do that all year long, though?
You know, Geno, you never really know because he was okay. He was supposed to start for the Jets in 2015, and that linebacker punched him in the face, broke his jaw. Fitzpatrick got the job, played pretty well, and then Geno was just a career backup. But Geno's never really failed. He just kind of had intermittent work, but he doesn't look bad. I think Geno could be like, you know, poor man's Alex Smith, you know, like he could be a good caretaker. I think he's okay.
Okay. 1288 for a question for you, Chris. Half point PPR league, Christian Kirk or Damian Pierce in the flex? Thank you.
I would probably go Kirk just because he gets so many targets and Pierce is kind of a tough matchup.
1782 needs one. Thielen, Thomas, or Kirk?
Thielen, Thomas, or Kirk? I think I'm going Kirk. I think I'm still going Kirk.
Yeah, a lot of targets. From the 563 area code, need one for a PPR flex. McLaurin, D. Henderson, or Cordarrelle Patterson?
Ooh, that's tough. I really don't like McLaurin. He's a good player, but they just don't throw to him enough. I guess I will take Falcons are at the Rams, which is not a good setup for a running back. And Darrell Henderson's got a good matchup. You know, probably Darrell Henderson is the smartest of the three, but McLaurin has the most upside.
10-17 is in a full-point PPR league. Needs one of the following at the flex position. Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, or Miles Sanders?
I'm going DK Metcalf.
All right. With the aforementioned red-hot Geno Smith. 12-50.
I mean, he didn't catch. He caught the ball about 10 feet from the quarterback every time, but he did catch everything.
Yes, he did. Doesn't matter how you do it, right? As long as you get it done. 3:46. Let's go to 12:50. PPR league in a flex spot. Kareem Hunt or Jeff Wilson Jr.?
Yeah, I got to go Hunt. I mean, you think Jeff Wilson's going to be the guy. He's got a good matchup, but is he going to get 10 carries? Is he going to get 20? I don't know. So go with Hunt for now.
93.07, half-point PPR. Needs one, Chris. Olave, Treylon Burks, or Marvin Jones Jr.?
That's just a, you know, total crapshoot right now. I'll say Marvin Jones, but, you know, these are all long shots.
Okay. 95-95. Is Rex Burkhead going to be a dude this year?
I love Beasthead, but I think Pierce is going to be the main guy.
Not exactly a fantasy question, Chris, but Scott and I had a conversation earlier about Judge and Pujols both pursuing milestones each could reach. What would be more impactful, 700 home run club or 61 or more home runs?
It's funny because, you know, there's, you know, how many people have hit 61 home runs? Like five, right? Like Sosa, Maguire, Roger Maris, and Bonds, right? Is that it? Has anyone else done it?
I think that's
61?
It.
Right? So it's four. But then 700, right? You got Aaron, Bonds, Ruth, right? And then it would be Pujols would be the fourth. So there's only, you know, I guess Judge would be the fifth. The other one, there's only four. But I think the Judge one is a little more exciting because, A, you know, there's some steroids involved. It's, you know, who knows? It kind of screwed up baseball stats. They probably shouldn't have, you know, even made it a thing, and then we would just not think about it. It's also the Judge's at his peak, right? And Pujols, he's actually doing all right this year, but, you know, Pujols is, you know, my age basically almost. So I'll say the Judge thing is a bigger deal, but they're both kind of a big deal.
Yeah, we were having a tough time. Most of our listeners said the 700 club, though.
Went for longevity.
Yeah, longevity.
Yeah, most people went for longevity. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's big, 700. It's just that Pujols hasn't been good in so long, and that it's weird that contract allowed him to play out the string for so many years where he was not productive, but he just got the at-bats. But now suddenly he's back in St. Louis having a resurgence. It's really strange.
Yeah. Back to questions here. A few more. 10-17. Need to dump one of these to clear roster space. London or Lockett?
I'd probably drop Lockett in a shallow enough league, but it's 50-50. Lockett's definitely higher floor, London higher ceiling.
27-12, I'd like your opinion, Chris, on the Broncos and the Packers running back situation.
So I think that the Broncos, let's start with that. Javonte Williams is the guy. I mean, Melvin Gordon will get carries, but Javonte Williams got a ton of targets, and Javonte Williams is just better. So I think he's going to start to increase his share as the season goes on. He's healthy. And then Dylan and Jones is closer to 50-50 because they use Dylan in the passing game too. So, you know, Jones is a good receiver, but so is Dylan, I guess. So that's almost truly 50-50. So I prefer Javonte to Aaron Jones for that reason, and I prefer Dylan by a long, you know, by a lot to Melvin Gordon.
69-17 here. We'll get one more in. Should I drop Akers? Next best on my roster is Melvin Gordon III.
I would not drop Akers for at least a couple weeks. He may end up dropping eventually, but let's see what happens. Let's see if Henderson stays healthy. Let's see, you know, if they give Akers another shot.
Chris, so we know which team not to pick. What would have been your survivor pick this week? Sorry, man.
I haven't even looked at it. Like, I don't, I'm just like out. I like the Bengals. I was looking at that. It's pretty good. I like the Packers. Bengals and Packers would be my two best, and the Broncos are pretty good. But probably any of those three, I think, are pretty safe. I don't see the Broncos losing to the Texans after losing that game, although they are coming off a short week. I think it would be Packers or Bengals, and the Cowboys defense is pretty good. I'd probably go the Packers home against the Bears.
From an anonymous listener here, Hines or Michael Carter in a half-point PPR?
Yeah, I'd probably go Michael Carter, but it's close.
Yeah, Hines got quite a bit of playing time, even with Jonathan Taylor having a huge game for Indy in that first one. The tie. Crazy.
Yeah, no, that was great. I was so happy. I had the Monday night, and I was like, wow, they knocked out the Colts people, the Bengals people, the Niners people. This is amazing. And no one could take away those 24 hours of joy I had before I got knocked out too.
And then that happened on Monday. And then they decided to hold the ball and go for a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, but at least on Sunday and Monday, during the day, I was like in a good mood because everyone got knocked out. Hilarious.
Oh, brother.
If you had Dak Prescott on your roster, what are you going to do?
Drop. Unless it's a QB flex where you need two of them, I drop. I faded him this year anyway. I mean, they lost Cooper. They have CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb kind of disappeared in the second half last year. They got, Gallup trying to come back from a serious injury. They got Jalen Tolbert, James Washington trying to come back from an injury. I mean, they don't have much. Dak's pretty good, but he's not, he's not Patrick Mahomes, So I don't know. I wouldn't wait around.
Not even Davis Mills.
He's not Davis Mills yet. I mean, this year. I mean, I think Dak is like a league average quarterback, which isn't that bad if you think about it. You think there's Wilson and Mahomes and, Watson when he's healthy when he's unsuspended and all the great quarterbacks in the league and, Lamar Jackson and there's Josh Allen and all the good quarterbacks and, I think Dak's like the 14th, 15th best. So, and without Cooper, he's a big fade for me. I think Dallas was already going to be more of a defense running team this year because their defense is good.
You are smiling, though, being a Giants fan.
I mean, I don't wish injury on anyone, but I don't, if something bad happens for the Cowboys, I never feel bad about that.
Tell us a little bit about your website, not only working, of course, with RotoWire, but you also have your website as well.
Yeah, realmansports.substack.com. I'm doing my picks for the week, but only 5 instead of 16 for the big millions, circa millions. I'll probably talk a little Survivor, but not as much because I'm out, so I don't care as much. I do a podcast, Real Man Sports Podcast. It's on iTunes, and if you want to check it out, realmansports.substack.com.
Chris's opening line on the Packers and Bears was 14, I saw.
Rodgers, he just kills them. Maybe this will be the time.
Oh, he owns them.
I think he's going to kill them again.
He owns them, Chris.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He owns them, literally.
All right. Chris, great stuff. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right. Chris Liss joining us here each and every Wednesday. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have a Bowling Night in America preview for you when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stock up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products and find the right tool for the job. Right now, get 11% off all Southwire electrical tools and testers. Good through September 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Save the day.
January 8th.
8 days after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Is that right? Or is it 7?
No one cares. The Z102.9 Wedding Show.
Sunday, January 8th.
Cedar Rapids.
Be there.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And that is tonight. It is Wednesday. That means it is time for Bowling Night in America. Brought to you this preview by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The home of Bowling Night in America. Glorious week number two and one of the great matchups of all time. No, it's not the Pin Pals and us, but our good friends from Grill Works, Buzz and Matt. Matt will be wearing a Cyclone shirt tonight. I know he will be. And he ought to wear one. So good for him. But it'll be fun. Way on the left side tonight.
Yep, lanes 19 and 20 against Grill Works.
That's a fine spot.
I'm sure Matt Young will regale you in all the memories of the Iowa State game. As he should.
As he should.
As he should.
Should be very proud. Very happy.
The Rusty Nails opened the season with a 15.5 to 14.5 win last week. The best record was 19-11. So let's see what gives this week.
Yeah, we'll have a complete report tomorrow for you on what happens tonight on the lanes out at May City Bowl. Give them the phone number.
Yeah, you can give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
I forgot the Sox and Cleveland play a makeup tomorrow.
Oh, really?
A one-gamer in Cleveland in the afternoon with the suddenly red-hot Lance Lynn on the mound, and then three to start next week against the Cleveland Guardians. So the next 1 week, Mark, is going to tell a lot about the American League Central.
No question about it.
Going to tell a lot about the American League Central. Sox still down 3-0, by the way, to Colorado-Cleveland, a winner earlier on. Mike Halas joins us coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about the Hawkeyes. We'll talk about the Cyclones. A lot of things to discuss with Mike, and we'll do that tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to talking with him tomorrow at 3. Todd and Alex next. Have a good night, Mark. We'll keep you updated.
We'll do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, here at KGYM.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Marita's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work.